This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As we continue reading through the Bible by the end of this year, we now come to the book of Colossians. Bobby Richards, a famous American athlete, understood the main practical principle of Colossians when in a large meeting he prayed pointedly, "Dear God, your will, nothing more, nothing less, nothing else. Amen." As you read Colossians, you'll see that Christ is Lord because he is the creator of all. He's the only one who can put real meaning into your life. He's the only answer to everyone's quest for God. He alone enables men to relate to each other as they should. Either you let him be Lord of all, or he is not Lord at all in your life. Paul declared in chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, "In Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form, and you have been given fullness in Christ, who is the head over every power and authority." In verses 6 through 7, he encourages believers, "So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness." How can we live in Christ? Paul's prayer in chapter 1 provides some insights. We'll do a study of verses 3 through 12 in our next visit. Read these verses in preparation. This prayer is not a lighthearted prayer. To pray as Paul did requires discipline, time, and effort. Join us for this study, and if you'd like further help, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and download my free Bible study guide.